Good afternoon. My name is Reverend Kathy Gradante, and it is my privilege to preside over this service of thanksgiving for the life of Fran Douglas. Friends, we gather today to grieve our loss and to comfort one another in our sorrow. We gather to give thanks for Fran's life, to share our memories, and to surround her loved ones with our support, our strength, and our encouragement. May this sacred place and the hallowed ground on which we stand remind us of the eternal cycle of life, death, and rebirth. May it renew our respect for the fragility and the preciousness of all life. Let us pray. Loving God, creator of us all, help us to accept death as a part of life, trusting in your goodness and great love for each one of us. We feel now the pain of parting with a loved one, but we rejoice that we were so privileged to experience life with her. We entrust Fran to you in death, as in life you entrusted her to us. We pray in faith and hope. Amen. Hear these comforting words of Scripture as they speak of God's eternal presence with us. Psalm 139, verses 1 to 18. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Amen. In these difficult times, it is challenging to find ways to grieve together, to support and comfort one another when we have to remain at a physical distance from each other. But I'd like to remind you that we are all still connected, linked together through our shared relationships with one another. And when we lose someone that we love, it is those shared memories, times of joy and laughter, times of sadness and pain, all experienced in love and caring, that help to sustain us during these difficult times, and also gives us hope that we are never truly separated from those that we love. And so I invite you to share your memories and your stories of Fran with one another in the days and the weeks and the months ahead, because in that way, Fran's memory will live on always. And now we will hear Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. When I spoke to Scott last week about Fran, I was reminded of a quote by Teresa of Avila, a Carmelite nun from the 1500s, who wrote these words, "Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which to look out Christ's compassion to the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless humanity now." Throughout her life, Fran used her hands to bless others. Whether it was sewing doll clothes for the Campbellford Hospital Bazaar or knitting baby caps for the Peterborough Hospital, tending her flower gardens, Fran used the gift she had to make the world around her a better place. And that included making people look good. I could use her today in this wind. Her hands cut more heads of hair than you could possibly count. She was also adept at pedicures and manicures, caring for the hands and feet of many over the years. She was even known to cut her own hair because she was very particular about how it was styled. And it looked beautiful today. As a wife and a mother of five, Fran kept her hands busy with all the responsibilities of raising a family, along with her husband, Jack. Fran was a good cook and a wonderful hostess and often used her hands to roll out pastry for a delicious pie when company was coming over, and even when they weren't. Fran was a woman of deep faith, a faith that was nurtured first at this church, Burnbrae Presbyterian, when as a child growing up on her family's farm, she would ride to church in a Model T, or on a cutter pulled by her horses across the snowy fields in wintertime. Imagine for a moment all the changes she experienced throughout almost 100 years, from 1921 to 2021. What a history she has seen, and what a legacy her life has been. Along with her five children, there are six grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. What a legacy of love and family she and Jack built. And Fran loved history and genealogy. She loved exploring her roots and her Scottish heritage. What a blessing to have a Piper here today to honor that heritage. It was very important to her, and she wanted others to be able to know their history too. And so in 1983, she became one of the founding members of the Campbellford Seymour Heritage Society. But Fran didn't just want to learn about the past, she wanted to experience it. So as a young woman, she joined the service in order to see the world. And later on in life, she continued to travel with her daughter on cruises and back to her beloved Scotland on two other occasions. And now, her hands are finally at rest, having used them for nearly a century, for work and play, for service and prayer, for giving hugs and rocking babies and sharing her gifts. Fran expressed her love for life and for her family in ways too numerous to count. And so as we celebrate Fran's life, we also affirm our faith in our loving God. God has loved and cherished Fran since her very beginning. As the psalmist wrote, she was fearfully and wonderfully made, beloved of God even before she was born, just as God loves each one of us. And that love gives us hope and strength to live our lives here on earth. Fran's life was not always easy, just as our lives are not always easy. There are good times and troubled times, times of illness and deep sadness, and times of great joy and laughter. God has promised us the comfort and the confidence of God's presence throughout all the circumstances of life. God has promised that we will never be alone. No matter what happens, God will always be with us. And God's love will surround us in this life and into the next. That is the essence of the Christian faith. And so with God's grace, we can face the reality of Fran's death, and we can appreciate the many blessings of her life, and we can trust in God's love for what lies beyond. Because we know, in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks this day for Fran Douglas. We praise you for the gift of her life, for all in her that was caring and kind, for the love she gave and received, for all that lives on through those who knew and loved her. We thank you that for her, death is past, pain is ended, and she has entered into the joy of your presence. Loving God, we pray for the family and friends of Fran, that they may know the comfort of your love. Give us patience and faith in this time of loss, that we may come to understand the wonder of your healing grace and the mystery of your enduring love. Grant us all a vision of your purpose in our life and work together, that we may bear witness to the hope which is in Jesus the Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. And so now, in faith and trust, we commend into God's keeping our sister, Fran Douglas, here departed. With thanksgiving for the life lived and the love shared, we commit her body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Trusting in God's great mercy by which we have been born anew to a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Eternal God, whose days are without end and whose mercies cannot be numbered, make us deeply sensitive of the shortness and uncertainty of human life, and let your Holy Spirit lead us through this present world, trusting in your grace and faithfulness and guiding us in love and service to one another, knowing that we too will be received by you, our God, in the confidence of faith, in the comfort of hope to everlasting life through Jesus the Christ. Amen. May the warmth of God's blessing and the healing of God's touch and the strength of God's kindness be with you all this day and forevermore. Amen. be some blessings on you both.
Ladies and gentlemen, family members that have joined us, family members that have joined this live stream, I hope my voice carries. Reverend Kathy's been kind enough to be here with the family, and she has the microphone part of her, so I am talking rather loudly, but I do want to extend a thanks for those that have been able to join us here remotely today. And again,